This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. David in Illinois is with us, and we've been talking about pedophiles. David, at the end of World War II, there were 13 trials called the Nuremberg Trials. And there were horrific crimes against humanity. Executions, concentration camps, gas chambers, firing squads, torture, and abuse of people on many, many levels. And some of the video that I've seen of those who had committed these horrific war crimes, they were asked, and I'm not talking about the leaders, I'm talking about, you know, the lower level, military of the Nazi regime. So why'd you do this? And the question seemed to be answered very much the same way, no matter who was asked. Well, it's just what we did. So somebody started it. Somebody started the executions. Somebody lined people up and shot them. Somebody was involved in raping, pillaging, stealing, abuse of women. Somebody started it, and then it just snowballed. Is that what this was like when you mentioned that once your father was involved with in the Marines in Vietnam, he couldn't stop? Is that the kind of thing you're saying?
I hear what you're saying, but in my mind, we all have a choice. And I think if somebody's enjoying it and somebody truly can't get enough of it, there's something else going on. They choose to do that. They could have chose to deny to do it. Government officials tried to get me to do things at the school, the Illinois School for Visually Impaired, and I flat out refused because it was not the right thing to do. I have a conscience, and there's things, you know, it's just not right. So, you know, I do think, but I mean, I do see both sides. I can see you're in a soldier situation. There's some soldiers that are there, and they're going to do whatever they're told to do no matter what. Hey, if they told to go, you know, blow this guy away or do whatever, or rape these villagers, okay, I'm ordered to. I'm just doing what I'm told, you know. And I can see both sides, but personally, we're all thinking, individual thinking beings. We can choose to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if you go back, you enjoyed it. You can go with the first option, the first choice, and say, look, I was ordered to do it. But when you go back and do it again, you obviously enjoyed it. That's my opinion. That's my observations of it.
Are you saying that the police were involved in pedophilia in the Chicago area? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I told you on one of your other shows, before this situation ever came up, the first girl that he was ordered to hide with me was, she told me she was 14 years old. And she was taken out and gotten small underclothes, and that's what she wore. And I was only in fourth grade at the time. You know, and all of a sudden she was there for months, and then she was gone. I never seen her. When I came back, she was gone. You know, never seen her again. But it was a regular thing, you know, where he would bring, as I got older, he would bring other young, I even had a friend stay with me, and we came home from another altercation in the woods, and there was a high school age girl at home. He's like, that girl, look, she's only about in high school. So it's not the first time, you know. And they bring them back from the city. So it's not an uncommon thing. It's things that I think, to me, it was normal. To my friends, it was, wait a minute. And their parents didn't like it either because they told their parents, too. And my punishment from when their parents created trouble is we got to bring him into court. Hey, do you need a procedure to try him out on? Okay. As long as that was in there in the University of Chicago being used for procedures, the courts couldn't touch me. Therefore, I could not testify. Therefore, they were free and clear. Couldn't do nothing about it.
What you're talking about, David, is a series of horrific crimes. To keep you out of court, they would do medical experimentation on you to say, well, it sounds like you're saying that, well, we can't have him in court testify because he's on the operating table, or he is recovering from an operation, or he's going to have another operation, or he is too weak. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what happened.
David, I'm sure you've read some of the emerging stories about Jeffrey Epstein. Does any of it sound like it's being made up, or does this sound like this? He is just in a larger setting than you have witnessed?
Yeah, I think he's in a larger setting. I really do. Even as an older adult when I was in college, and I thought I was away from my father until the politicians got a hold of him. When he was working for the Department of Defense, and I became a whistleblower for the school, which they covered up, by the way. He tried to convince me that this is what is done. I need to shut my mouth, deal with this. In other words, he wouldn't have to be the one to do it. Somebody would make a phone call, and that's all that would have to happen. And what snapped on me was when he said D would be a victim. And that's when my brother tried to do something when I was younger. I had an older brother that tried to interfere. He even stole the gun. He was so upset what he was seeing done. He was willing to go to those extremes to deal with my father. Okay? I never understood why he went to that extreme. I didn't understand for me until my father threatened D. like that, I would have shot him myself. That's when it clicked on me. What that kind of threat and to take something away that you care about like that and to threaten it. And that's what he's willing to do. And he said he wouldn't even have to do it. All he had to do was tell somebody else they would do it for him and make the phone calls.
And from what I hear you saying is that D is your wife, and I've talked with her off the air when I call you at home. She sounds like a lovely, lovely person. And so I believe you're saying that they threatened to harm her, which caused you to have an instant realization of how serious this really is and what is really happening. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotta tell you,
I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. And you know, if our daughter were threatened, or our daughter were harmed by, you know, some sycophants, I might come unglued. Now I can't say whether I would or not on the air. Okay, I might, and I'm sure the class knows exactly what the answer is. I might come unglued. And Gwyneth Isaac sent me an email about a guy that she read about who had a hammer. You know, a hammer like you would use for carpentry. And he was testing out this hammer on pedophiles to see how it worked. And that's what has now started. People have decided that, you know what, it's not working. And pedophiles are getting away with horrific crimes. And this one particular individual decided to test his hammer on a pedophile. Now the question is, what's going to happen to the guy with the hammer? Will he be prosecuted for meting out justice? Or what?
He probably will, and that just seems to be the norm. The one that deals with justice that should be done, because the justice system will not do anything, is the one that always gets paid the price.
Do you think judges are involved in pedophilia as well?
Oh, I think so.
Tell us about the blue glue. What is it?
Oh, okay.
What is it that is stronger than epoxy, stronger than super glue? It's an unbreakable bond. What is it about the blue glue?
That bond is just amazing to watch. Now, I clear up something here real quick to understand why. I think I lived the longest unwanting apprenticeship in law enforcement probably in United States history. I was 7 years old on. Now, we're not just talking about a day or two here. We're talking about years, okay? These guys would do anything. One FBI buddy of his, I was home for just 3 days for school. He shot his wife twice, okay? They needed to deal with the body. She just happened to not be dead yet. Called my dad. I'm right there. These guys are talking about dealing with this, and the only thing that stopped them is somebody heard the shots and called the ambulance. So they had to find a way to cover up and interfere with the investigation. No questions asked. I mean, I could not believe it. And I'm right there. No big deal. Hey, if they search my house, if we can't get this, we need to hide all these illegal weapons. Okay? Bring them over here to our place. You know, just don't touch them. Oh, hey, I don't even want to know any. I don't even want to be here. You know? And they had to go in there. And my dad was the one to look. I'll wait up. I'll say I'm investigating the case. When she wakes up, I'll let her know what's going to happen to her or her daughters if she don't change her statement. So they got it ruled an accidental shooting. How do you accidentally shoot somebody twice when you're drunk? And you're supposed to be an officer of the law. FBI on top of that. You know, they would do any, no questions asked. Just to, hey, I need this. That's how strong it is. It's amazing. It's you have to be there to see it. I don't think you can just truly explain. I really do. I think you have to be there to witness it. And I don't see too many people being able to witness it unless you're there. I mean, how can you do something like that? And then so commonly just cover it up and then threaten the kids if they don't, you know. So I don't blame what the lady did. Her daughters were at risk. I don't blame her. So I don't, and I feel bad for some of the other cops if they don't pull the line until they prove themselves. I said, well, how do you deal with them guys? We make them go in everywhere first.
So they get punished by, okay, here's a dangerous situation. You guys go in first, and you guys are going to be the first ones to get shot. Is that what you're saying?
Until you can prove to us you're loyal.
David Nolan and I will be right back. Riveting discussion. Eye-opener. First-hand experience. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David, I know a former cop. I know a couple former cops, and I know that one former cop is absolutely terrified that some of the people that he sent to prison will find out where he lives, and they'll extract revenge on him. Do you think there are other cops that feel that way?
Oh, yeah. A quick comment, really quick, about what we were just commenting on. They made it perfectly clear to me that the other officers do not have to participate and agree with what they're doing. They just have to shut their mouths and look the other way. So when you see that guy taking drugs home or setting up somebody, you just shut your mouth if you're asked about it. And that's why that's simple. And maybe in some people's conscience, they can do that. And that's what they do. And that's why you have that whole loyalty. Because to some people, hey, I just say I didn't see it. I'm not involved in it, so I'm not doing it. Some of these guys even carried extra badges. And they would give badges from other departments to people that were loyal that weren't even cops. You know, and when I seen that, I'm like, why are you getting badges from these places? I don't understand, you know. I ask questions, you know. But, yeah, I think, because some of these people went to prison for not doing nothing. I've seen people pull over. They pointed out they can pin anything on anybody they want. It's always the badges were always first.
David? We're talking now about cops literally planting evidence on innocent people to have them arrested and convicted. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Especially if they had a case. When I was riding with them, anytime if they had a really case they needed to deal with and there was nobody there, they just picked somebody walking down the street. Normally they were black people. Because to them, black people, they told me, they are born criminals. They cannot help it. Only 2% of them could control it. The rest of them, it's something in their blood. They cannot control it. So all they had to do was pull, you know, if they couldn't find anybody for a case, they needed it. They needed it solved. They just find somebody walking down the street. And that was disturbing to see. Because to me, as when I was young, I did not see the difference of people, except for the fact that, hey, this guy's a little darker than me. And so I was really confused when that's the whole criminal game basis was that right there. And they could just pull or take anybody. And then they would take whatever they want from them. That's really what was, you know, some of them people probably worked hard to buy whatever they had. They didn't care. They liked it. They took it. What are they going to do? You know, what are they going to do?
Let me see if I've got this right. You're saying that the cops in the Chicago area, if they wanted something that somebody had, the cops would steal it. And then what would the person who was the victim of this crime by the police do? What would they do, call the cops? Is that
what do they do? Now, when my dad went to the federal government, he actually still targeted women. And he can find out what they were, where they lived, if they had a carry permit by checking the background on their license plate. So if he knew there was a woman and she had a good area and lived in a good area, had a nice car, and she had a concealed carry permit, she probably had a good gun. He wanted that gun. He knew she was not going to be one to really fight back and argue. And what's she going to do? She's going to go to court and pay a lawyer $10,000 to get a couple thousand dollar pistol back? What are you going to do?
You know, David, the things that you're saying are opening people's eyes right now. What you just said, I'm sure, opened a lot of eyes by saying, okay, nice car, nice possessions, concealed carry permit, probably a Sig Sauer or something, not a Jennings, maybe a Smith & Wesson, maybe a Colt, top quality piece. And they can literally take that. And then what would the victim do? Would the victim file a police report that the cop took the gun? People are afraid of the cops now. And for darn good reason. Because of the things that you're talking about. Maybe I'll tell you a story when I come back about exactly what you talked about.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic news as the nation's economic growth slowed in the year's second quarter, but not by as much as analysts were expecting to see in today's Commerce Department report. The agency says the GDP growth from April through June was 2.1%. That was down from 3.1% in the year's first quarter. Consumer spending kept growth from slowing more than it did. A bill extending funding to sickened 9/11 first responders that many believed was going to be signed by President Trump today is now going to be signed by the president on Monday. Immigration officials say a record number of unaccompanied migrant children have crossed into the United States at the southern border since October. They've pegged the number at 61,000. That's 2,000 more than the previous record set during the entire 2016 fiscal year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, the sheriff's office seems to collect guns. And what happens is a deputy may pull someone over, find that that person has a gun, and then confiscate the gun as evidence. It ends up in the evidence room. It's locked away. And then a couple years later, they can't find it. It's lost. Sometimes the sheriff's office sells, has a public auction, and they sell guns, which is stolen property, stolen from people. It's called evidence. And sometimes it's used maybe in a crime, and sometimes it's not. But lots of times it ends up in the evidence room, and the people don't complain about, hey, you stole my gun. I want it back. Because they're afraid that the cops are going to be rougher on them if they try to get their gun back. So they kind of let the cops keep the gun. Now, I know for a fact that in our local rag, the weekly rag that comes out in our county, every once in a while they have a sheriff's auction. And they list all these guns that are for sale. Why is the sheriff selling these guns? Why don't they go back to the family from which they were stolen? Why? Because I think the cops can get away with it. Is that why, David?
Yeah. And usually they take them to pawn shops. You know, and sometimes they haven't even gotten out of their squad car uniforms when they take them into pawn shops and put the cash in their pockets. So I see both of them. I think if they're not going to give them back to the people that own them, they should be melted down and destroyed. And that's my opinion. That's a strong opinion, I believe. If they're not going to give them back to the owners, then that's what should happen. If it's using a crime, then that's one thing. But not, and it's stolen, it should be given back. It's their property. I've had that happen to me.
What do you mean?
I had some weapons stolen from me. The police got them back. My dad got involved. He said, hey, they're going to keep them. Let them have them. You know, what are you going to do? Never got them back. They kept them.
Okay. So, David, in your firsthand experience, do you know of situations where there is a complicated plot? The police are involved, but yet in this, let's say they want to take down a group of, we'll call them real criminals. And the police actually want to take down this group. Let's say there's 10 of these real criminals. Do you think there are sub-agendas within the individual police officers that they have an individual motive where they can profit by taking down this group of 10 criminals, and they will pursue that so that they can get their agenda taken care of?
If I think what you're saying correctly, I can yes. They're always looking out for what they're going to get out of the situation. The ones
that's
that exactly, I've seen.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not about their pay. It's about what they can take out of the situation. And you will always find things missing, not turned in, supposed to be evidence there. They have a different set of laws. They don't have any laws. They can do what they want. And if they get caught, they'll throw it in your face. They say, look, there's not actually a specific law for us not to do this. So what are you going to do? You know,
David, we've all heard stories about, the police pulling over this pretty girl. And then the pretty girl gets an offer. Tell you what, here's how it goes. Well, I'm going to have to arrest you, or you can pull your pants down. Pick one. Do you think that really happens?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Now, I'm glad you went into that because I'm going to bring something up. But I will also bring in a case that was on the news up in Chicago. This cop pulled over these girls, and they were young girls. He actually accused them of being drunk, which they weren't. So he made them strip and run around their car on the side of the road. So that's, you know, he didn't do it. They had to do this. And they didn't even deny he did it. You know, and he's still working. Okay. But I'll get into one other question. I'm not a fan of the Obamas. I'm going to get that point blank and clear right now. Obamas were living in the area where University of Chicago was and I was at. When he became a senator, his wife was working at the University of Chicago. She was making like roughly under 40 grand a year. When he became a senator, she got a 10 times raise. The cops and them in that area of the city were furious. They would drive around looking for her to pull her over for anything, just to harass her to show that even though he's a senator, they still had more power than she did. and they would laugh about it because she would get mad and there was nothing she could do about it.
So you're saying that the city police of Chicago, Illinois, would follow Michelle Obama around when her husband, Barack Hussein Obama, was a senator, and there were more cops than there were of her, and it was just plain old harassment because they didn't like her for some reason? Or him?
They were upset. Mind you, in that part of the city, they have several different police forces, okay? There's several different police forces there. And once he became a senator, she wound up getting a tenfold raise, just under $340,000, I believe they said it was. So $330,000 from 37, 38, 39. I don't remember the exact number. But that's a heck of a raise, okay, for any place. They were very upset about it. And so they literally would follow her just to show that they still had more power than she did. They could take her and pull her over for anything they wanted, and there was nothing she could do about it. And they did. And they would laugh that she would complain and get mad. She didn't do anything. They didn't care. That's how they treated black people there anyway. So they figured they got power because they were black, didn't care. They still had more power.
Do the police provide false testimony to get people convicted of crimes that the people didn't actually do?
I never had to sit in court because my father and the university never wanted me to be anywhere near court. The only time I sat in the courtroom was when that accident, and I had to go separately and sit in the back. So that I cannot testify to. I didn't see it directly. So I would suspect they falsified everything else, and if they're pulling somebody over or stopping somebody on the street and they need to pin a case on them and they just say he did it, and I seen that, common sense would tell you, yeah, they would do that in court. They would have to. How would they convict them?
What do the police do with drugs? Do they carry them in their squad cars and then use them as evidence to plant for people?
My dad did two things with his drugs. He would either take them home or he would keep them in the car and transport them somewhere else. And now when he was with the federal government, for some reason, some of the drugs he would take way to the state of California, which was strange. And the only reason I think he was doing that is because California was a legalized medical marijuana selling. So I think they were selling it there and making the money. But that was marijuana. When he was there, if they got large amounts of cocaine, I mean, I've seen – he was showing share crime scene. I mean, I've seen case files with drugs. I don't even know how they got so much cocaine out of one vehicle. That stuff they wanted everybody to know, we busted them. But your smaller stuff or your trunk size marijuana or whatever, that stuff, it didn't make it in. Now, we've had situations where I have seen where they did plant drugs on people. There's YouTube videos. They've done it here in my city. My dad sent me a video of it. I assume he got it off YouTube. He sent, because he would have access to surveillance cameras. He said, hey, look what I came across. This is in your city. And they caught them guys right on camera putting drugs on people, on their vehicle, on their front bumper. And they would have a false identification. This dog act like the dog would identify, but the dog just sat, didn't know what to do. And he was always sending me surveillance photos, videos, and things like that. I didn't want to see this nonsense. I mean, I have a lot of problems with this. His philosophy was the more he shared with me, the safer him and his friends were. Okay. But yes, a lot of times they would take the drugs back. You know, unless it was a large amount where they got
David,
the. But
I was at a gun show on the East Coast. And I used to like to go to gun shows. I don't go to them anymore. For a lot of reasons. But I happen to be at this gun show, and I used to like antique-type firearms. I thought they were really cool to look at. And I used to love to chat with the guys behind the tables because there were World War II veterans there. There were Korea conflict veterans, Vietnam veterans, and you'd hear the stories. So for $4, I could go and spend hours talking to the people who were really there. I used to love to do that. And I would bring our boys sometimes if they wanted to go. And we met some really cool people like Carlos Hathcock. And he was a sniper from Vietnam. And I got a chance to talk with him. I met Randy Weaver of Ruby Ridge. And I got a chance to talk with him. And so it was really neat to meet some of these people. And hear firsthand their stories. But one scenario plays in my mind. And that was, there were two cops off duty from the police department. And they had a huge table of sealed ammunition. And they were selling it. And they were selling, and the numbers were like this. Let's say a box of ammunition, 9mm, would cost $16 if you bought it at a gun store. They were selling for $3 or $4. And it wasn't defective, it wasn't damaged. So they had 9mm, 45, 40 caliber shotgun shells, Ranger ammunition that would say for police use only. Black Talons, I'm talking about Teflon-coated ammunition.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm talking about, you know, the really expensive ammunition. I'm talking this was in the 90s, the early 90s. My question for you, and these guys, and I heard them. I was talking to people at nearby tables, and they said, yeah, you know, we're cops and we're selling this. How is it possible that cops, off duty, on a weekend, would be selling ammunition at 1/4 or less of what it was worth at a gun show for cash? And when we come back, you can let us know if you have any opinions about what you think that might have been about. I was there. I saw it. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, very important broadcast you're hearing. You're hearing firsthand from David what really happens. So, I don't know who these people were at this gun show. I don't remember what they looked like. This was decades ago. And I don't even remember exactly what the date was. I don't know. But I do know I saw these boxes of cartridges. Some of them were marked for police use only. Now, these are absolutely deadly, deadly projectiles. I'm talking about armor piercing. Okay, sometimes they're called cop killer bullets. You know, the public can't buy them because, well, heck, they'll go through a bullet-resistant vest because they're Teflon-coated. These are frangibles. These when they enter the body, they turn to dust. And like so many little tiny particles that surgeons can't get them out. These are designed to absolutely, positively kill people. And these are special bullets for the police. And these guys were selling them. Now, I don't believe the police should have them. I don't believe anybody should have them. Okay? I think if you're going to shoot maybe just a lead projectile or a jacketed projectile, one that a surgeon can work on, I don't think anybody should have projectiles that will absolutely, positively kill you for sure with one shot. But that's what they were selling. These guys were selling cop killer bullets that we're not allowed to have. They were marked for police use only. Not all of them, but just some of them. David, what do you think was going on there? Why were these guys selling these things?
Well, there's a lot of things there that play. I remember the whole debate about the black Talon bullets, and they were supposed to be for law enforcement only.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would not have touched them. And more than likely, yeah, there were cops selling them. If you get caught, you tell on them. Are they going to get in trouble? No, you are. You have the product. Okay? And that's what's going to happen. But I do know they had different ways of dealing with it. They would always go to the range in the day. There would be bullets come home. and they would just take bullets home, or if they went in, they wouldn't turn in the rest of the bullets. And then, you know, the 90s started coming along, and things, they issued credit cards, they started, and these guys would, if they had to, they would go to certain places that supplied the police with these products, and they would buy those bullets, and they had to show their credentials to get them or order them and have them shipped to their place. Yeah, they'd sell them. And why are they selling them for such a cheap price? Because it's not their money buying them or ordering them. It's our money. They do not care. That was one thing that was always pointed out to me. They don't care if you sue. They don't care if you take them to court or if they even lose. It's our own tax dollars that they're using to pay, to fight us to do whatever they need to do. They're not out anything out of their pocket.
David,
so it doesn't matter.
What kind of items do the police steal from us? What is like number one, two, and three on their list? Like, you know, if they're going to steal things from us, what do they like to steal the most, and do you know why?
I don't. I mean, the biggest thing I ever seen taken was guns. The guns were the big thing because they could always sell guns quickly at a pawn shop, no questions asked. You know, I mean, they can walk in there, walk out with a handful of cash, and they didn't care how much they got for it. If they got 10% of the value, they didn't care. If they're making 10% of the money, doesn't matter. That was always the biggest thing I've ever seen them take. But I've seen them take all kinds of unique jewelry, anything. I mean, if, you know, I've even seen them harass kids at karate martial arts studios where they had nunchucks, brand new ones, in cases. In cases, so they were legal, and they were carrying them out and leaving class, and they'd wait till they got far enough away, pull them over, sorry, I need to confiscate those. And they would brag that they got them with a nice case. You know,
David, you're making a lot of sense, and I'll tell you why. I don't frequent pawn shops, but I have been to them so I could understand how they work. Now, I understand that pawn shops are not allowed to sell stolen property. They're not allowed to sell it. And they have to, and when they receive guns, they have to notify the police that they have a gun with serial number 123, and they're required to do that. So what you're saying is, the reason that they probably get away with that is because the person that the gun was stolen from probably hadn't reported it because the cops were the ones that stole it.
I was standing right there, and not alone, and I seen one of them came in and had three guns. One was a very nice gun. I would love to have had it. It was a whole kit, a 41 ACP with a 45 kit. The whole kit, brand new. It was an expensive gun. And in the case, it was legal. And they said, if this guy shows up here and sees this gun, you're to let me know, you know, if he has a problem with this. So it was in the case, it was legal. And they just say, they didn't care, you know.
David, you have opened a lot of eyes today about the way it really works, about who is committing these crimes, and how difficult it is for the little guy to survive.
I don't think I'll ever be free.
David, would you like to come back another time?
Yeah, sure.
David, I want to thank you. I know this was very difficult for you. Our class appreciates it, and so do I.
Thanks.
Thank you, David.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.